Hello everyone, my name is Leo Popper, and today I'm going to talk about implementation of 3D nonlinear material model in finite element code. And before we start, I would like to quickly acknowledge my co-authors, Ivan Ruiz Kozart, Leonid Pakarstinch, and Janis Varna. We all know that bio-based composites, composites used in demanding environments, and manufacturing process optimization are requiring nonlinear material models. In addition, structures themselves are becoming more and more complex, thus it is not enough to use one-dimensional material models. So objective of my study is to create a novel material model for 3D material behavior to account for the nonlinear phenomena, which would be viscoelasticity, viscoplasticity, and damage, and implement this model in finite element code. Before we can start any implementation, it is very important to develop proper material model. We are basing all our implementation on Shapiro type of model. And you can see here, we have added viscoplastic part and damage. And in order to have it in three dimensions, first we need to analyze what happens in lateral direction. So we performed experimental characterization to analyze which of the parameters and functions are direction dependent and which are direction independent. And the results are very interesting. So if you like to see that, you will have to come to my poster. And here is also another teaser where I'm showing a simulation of the cooling down process using 3D and one-dimensional models of thermal stresses. And you can see very clear under prediction of stresses if we are using one-dimensional models. So thank you for your attention. Even if you would like to find more information, please visit me at the stand R027.